Welcome to episode 2 of Liminal Reflections Radio with your host, Stephanie. Welcome. Welcome to the nonsense, wandering the knowings and the nonsense alike. If you're new here, just a reminder to have no expectations. As we soar, we saunter, looking for no answer, no quest, no aim or direction. But I do want to bring you into the space in which I'm at now. And as I sit with you here, with the inkblot as our muse, there's something different about this one. It is inspired by our May live that just had happened. And it stood out. And normally when I sit down to the space, it's about creating a portal in the moment to perceive and receive. But the May live inkblot stood out. And I acknowledge that. It was kind of like aftershocks. And it was quite a spicy and feisty live session, if you were there, but it did end up on a very kumbaya. So it was, you know, well-rounded. But because it stood out to me, I thought, well, I'm going to listen and I'm going to step back in. As we know, inkblots in any way, shape or form, or really any sort of artistry is timeless, right? And so I decided to sit with this. It is currently 3:33 in the morning. I'm having a smoke in the dead of night or in the wee hours. And here I am sitting with you now. Now, this inkblot is also enhanced with a background, and it is available as a print only to the mailing list mobsters. If you are part of the mailing list, you can check out the members area in the drop-down list of the website at the House of Scrying. Let's get into it. Let's saunter, let's soar. There's very much so a space of the shaman within and what that may mean. Now, whether you identify, acknowledge, appreciate the various forms of what shaman may mean, that's for you. But for me in this moment, it's about honoring the journey within. To wander into the underbelly, the undergrounds, the universes above, around, the layers of self, soul, and spirit, welcoming and inviting, whether it's herbs, plants, animals, to be signs and symbols, externalized as synchronicities, to acknowledge, affirm, validate, or spark a direction, change. But it's deep. It's vibrant with this cobalt blue, with a crown at the top that's marked between two mountains. The valley between two mountains is where I'm currently being asked to notice. And it's a beautiful thing. I'm not rushing to work my way into it as well. And I'm also seeing it as a V-neck t-shirt of sorts. And there's different kinds of t-shirts. There's crew necks, there's turtlenecks, cowl necks, and also V-necks. Do you hear the deer tails in the background? Maybe, hopefully. But this blooming cobalt blue with a massive heart in the center. And it feels a little, there's a ward here. And same thing with any of the terms, please wander them for yourself. And if anything stands out, whether here, anywhere else that you're hearing terms, if they inspire a journey to read a book, to look within the self, whatever the case is, that's for you. But this feels like a ward on the heart, maybe even the name. This feels protective in nature, maybe not so much defensive or offensive, but just a wisdom, I'm going to say, a wisdom at work that says, my heart is open. And maybe in the spirit of unconditional. Maybe unconditional is reserved for those that we resonate with and the time that we may exchange interactions, friendliness, family, etc. And While it may appear to be, as I'm contemplating out loud here, what may appear to be a condition of not being open or fully open to receive from someone else isn't actually a condition. I want to see it that way. I get it. And don't get me wrong. I'm very aware I'm adding this condition of what appears to be closure. But is that also a contemplation for us to say, but unconditionally, I love you, maybe, in whatever this context may be, likable or not. But that's a freedom to also not be open, or to, in order for one to remain open to oneself and the universe within, is to know when something is not for us. And it's almost like that value, if I've said that in a weird way, but again, just a reminder, we're contemplating. Not looking for answers, there's nothing wrong, there's nothing right. There's no problem to fix, there's no solution to solve. But a query to contemplate. There's also this jester-like feel that's here, and it reminds me of the Fool from the Tarot. And I feel like there's a wisdom around that that is, maybe I know, and in my Rolodex of my mind, the reflection's not coming forward, and that's perfectly well. There's something about being able to play with something, play with clay without creating a form, until that form says, hey, I would like to be a cup. But what that cup looks like or will feel like on the lips, it'll be a journey to express that, to find that form. So do we listen to the clay? Or do we tell the clay? Do we tell the body? I don't know. The performance maybe of it all. And also the skill set that comes along with it. I would imagine if I wandered back in the days of old, whatever that means, a jester or a fool, a good entertainer to a bad entertainer, simply by the perception of, I would imagine, maybe a king or a queen or somebody of status decides. But does that define? And it's interesting as I'm seeing this in the space of a king or a queen, you know, let's just say someone of status to a position that we would normally take from a collective. You get the gist. I don't need to get into it. To a jester or a fool. Are they possibly in this moment one of the same? In their positions, in their rankings. And why does the king or queen maybe want this fool or jester to be their entertainment or maybe pressed into a position that would be deemed lower from a societal standpoint? Oh, apparently I'm in a society here. Okay, well that structure's fine. I'm not going to shite on it. But it's a curious of seeing this. Because I have a feeling the fool, the jester, the joker knows something. Everybody else doesn't. Now maybe it can't be said. Maybe it won't be appreciated or heard by said masses of oneself. Who knows? Who knows where I am? This is wonderful. But the colors, the decorations, alike while different from said king or queen, are maybe are masculine and feminine. Maybe the plus and the minus, the solar and the lunar. Maybe this is the inner child that is willing to dance and play and listen to the crowd of the people rather than only giving the power. I don't know that that's the right term, but here we are. Of perception to said king or queen, but yet it's almost like there's awareness that they get to decide regardless of the masses, and yet the masses have a participation, their response. I'm seeing a laughing meter. But where But where does this version fit within I, you, we, me? Sometimes do we need to just let go? Maybe. The seriousness of it all. And as I'm just look down at the ink blot again, I'm seeing this all merge. The king, the queen, the jester, the joker, the fool. The water of the blue. The fire, the wands, the solar, the lunar, the pentacles, the material realm. Applying the language that fits for you. The animals, the herbs, the psyche, all the great things. And in this moment, I'm seeing the alchemy at play, like the very clay. Was the clay, if it was in the earth, was it formless before then? Or did it only come into form as I decided to play with it? It maybe just changed forms. It was still in a form, organic as it may have been, pressed by the earth and the dirt around it. But it was still a form, maybe? Yes. And the co-creation of connecting with that clay, saying, yeah, I would like to play too. I just. A very curious notion. I still feel, as I'm sitting here, slightly guarded. It's almost like taking a Tums after you eat something spicy. And that's the best way to describe it, I suppose. Interesting. There are some bluebirds here that are nesting, best friend's heart, and a reverb of solar and lunar extensions. And I'm seeing this in like a wide-legged seated pose where you would reach your toes. And an opening at the root space to hear that inner earth of self. And maybe that's where the royalty of the root space of the said king and queen, and remembering that of oneself, that we get to decide. But, and while that decision may be, going back to the king and the queen, looking at this jester, joker, but it doesn't define based on the fool's direction. And I have a great appreciation for this moment. Whether or not I am doing a good or not good job of expressing said thing, but again, reminding myself, it's all good. There's nothing to say, do, or be to try and form it. I will let you know right now, as I said here in the middle of the night, as I spoke said words, off in the deep depths of the dark corner of the property, there is just a kerfuffle. I did hear some slight coyotes off in the distance, but nothing indicating that they're close by. But there's blatantly, maybe it's a raccoon in a garbage can of my neighbor's. But now I have my eye out, because it's very dark over there. And we don't want something creeping up on us. I have flipped the ink blot. Deep breath. Exhale. This sparks me to remember the and the journey. The journey within expressed the journey without. And if you look back on your own history, decisions, experiences, jobs, titles, positions, etc. But I can speak for myself that while one thing might have been a priority or a focus, maybe I was at a job, administration in my case, you know, while it was of service and I was good at it, I didn't like it. And it's what I didn't want to keep doing it, but I was very grateful in the moment as it supported other interests. As a vein. And throughout my experience, I've always had of this existence, I've always had a fascination with life or death. And that's not to, like in a weird way, just very apparent on the surface, always is, it's here. whether it was a mom and dad situation, a plus and minus religion, to like my one side of the family was very, you know, Catholic, the other side, gypsies, kind of open, healers, mediums. And what appears to be at odds from a very young age, I didn't understand why it was at odds when they were the same, but with different language. Their devotion, their dedication, their rituals, their actions or otherwise. And I was always very confused by the adult when I was young. Nothing seemed to really make sense that came out of their mouth. I'm not saying it was malicious or nefarious in any way. It just simply was. I was a child. I'm like, it makes no sense. But okay, I will trust you to guide. And in the spirit of that life and death as well. Just the polarities of it all. And as I'm gazing at this ink blot in the reverse, it's almost like seeing feathers. Yeah, feathers. That's what I'm going to say. Instead of a crown on the one side, now it's feathers. More shaman-like, or at least what is depicted stepping forward from a culture that may fit. And there are shoulder pads. There's also bananas here, so maybe something about potassium. But the eyes of seeing all of this come together, and it's bringing me into the journey to see, to look back, big picture, like a map. And while X marks the spot you are here, I'm going back in time and I'm seeing that while I was doing different jobs, and many of the jobs I was in, I stayed in for a long time. Like I just tend to be like, you know, loyal that way. I want to go the distance, you know, I want to rise in the ladder. I want to try different departments. You know, I'm definitely one of those people. So, you know, if the quote-unquote higher you go, you always have an understanding of, I felt that I wanted to be able to appreciate as many positions as I could along the way for perspective. But at one point in time when I was in an area of administration, again, it was supporting, you know, being able to eat and do, but I wandered off into, well, if I'm good at administration, maybe funeral service. Because again, I have a fascination. It's very empathically, like compassion for it. And I took a course, I studied, and then I tried to get into, to invite myself into the funeral world. And they did not want that. Very closed world in my area. And very mobster-like, you know, you're not a part of the family, you weren't born into it type thing. And I'm like, oh my gosh. But it was quite a journey to be like, wow. And that was okay. It was okay because simultaneously, the other world of mine is was yoga, Thai massage, energy work, etc. Because it's also how I grew up with a psychic medium mother. So I thought, well, I'll also, you know, maybe I'll tap into this area. And I did. And Thai massage, energy movement. It was amazing. But at one point in time, it came to a crux of having to choose. I had been pursuing, while I was still working in a whole other job and doing the responsible thing. And if you were to see me, you'd be like, oh, that's the direction she's going. But really, there are these two other parts of me that were also doing other things that were supported by, anyway, you get the gist. And I had to choose at one point in time because the funeral industry seemed to be, you know, like, no, no, no. But the holistic industry, if I may, was like, yes, yes, yes. And so I chose. It felt like a life or death. Do I choose to continue to support and want to be in the ritual and respect of death, a lot of emotions, or go what I saw as life? Movement, energy work, etc. And I chose life. Lo and behold, I brought the death to the life part. I was that person, that guide, that teacher, that instructor that would do yoga in the graveyards out of respect for the dead because they're just like, you know, love it. Also did a lot of grief work, always was scrying through there, always encouraging parts of ourselves, the of myself first, but of others to bring to the surface that is unseen to our mat or to the massage, to work through, to visit, to meet. And look, you know, the holistic space also has a death and also a dark underbelly. It's not really sold on the surface. And you find that out. And lo and behold, i.e., like through the death industry, it too has, I have a very early memory. My cousin had died when I was young. And he was young. He was a young boy when he had passed. Very shocking to the family. But I was young, and I remember being at the funeral playing a Game Boy. Not to be rude, but I was just very young. But I had wandered off to the side, and I was talking to one of the morticians, and he was going into the elevator to like go under, and I didn't know what was going on because it looked, the funeral home looked like this living room. Like, it could have been my auntie's house. Like, I just was really none the wiser. And I wanted to go downstairs with him. And of course, my dad came over and he's like, you're not going, like, you know, stop bothering the man. And I couldn't tell you how it happened, but I ended up going in the elevator with my father was with me. And we went down. Everything was clean, tidy, because I had such a pressing interest of what was going on. And I saw the tables and everything was lovely. Like, I really don't want to make it creepy. It wasn't. It was a very educational moment that I had access at a young age to see under, you know, in the basement of sorts where other work was being done so that the surface could have as comfortable as one could be, as pleasant as it could be, as lush as it could be, to have this environment so that they could release, they could sit down in a comfortable chair and express and feel their emotions. And I really noticed that at a young age. And while the underneath was cold, you know, a lot of steel, there's whatever the words are. So this apparent at odds, but I saw how they served each other. I saw the value of them from a very young age. Nonetheless, this ink blot is bringing that forward. And maybe that's part of the shaman within as it's inspired the journey through that, reflections of time travel in the mind, the potentialities of how we'll perceive things in the future, the power dynamics between the past and the present, and how they converse looking at the fool of the future, the zero, the beginning. And maybe parts of us sometimes mock that, or they get excited with that and say, well, yes, we want to, you know, parts of ourselves say, you are the brave one to do that, to be able to bring the jingle bells, to bring it forward. And that's a really powerful position to be in too, because maybe there's less restriction that may be applied to our inner king and queen responsibilities, this, that, or the other, but this part of us can go and explore. And while the uniform of such of how colorful not only this ink blot is, but it's infused with all the elements and the medicine wheels and the vortexes, it is armed with those things, but it's like camouflage as well, that I will not be walking out like a fool into a dark forest dressed as fire. I will merge with the environment and then step forward accordingly when you wish to be seen by that environment and to have the exchange. All right. Well, everything seems to have calmed down a little bit here. And it is now almost 4 o'clock in the morning. Thank you for wandering with me in this liminal reflection. Wherever we land, you're welcome to. If you are listening from the website or part of the mailing list, you are free to comment below. Never feel like you have to. I appreciate you listening and being here. You know, just sitting with me, having a smoke or not. Yeah, I feel like there's things I should say, but I'm just going to leave it here today. And Until next time, thank you for listening to Liminal Reflections Radio, a personal podcast. Until then, so much love.